All right, welcome to the On Point cast. Today we have a great guest. Our guest is going to share how when she was a child, she had these ideas of what she wanted to do. And now that she's older, she's actually fulfilling the ideas that she had. So let's get into the interview. You're going to really enjoy this interview. So here it is. Welcome to the On Point cast, Christina. It's a pleasure to have you with us. One thing I enjoy doing is riding my bicycle. And so I ride my bicycle, and after a while, I get thirsty. And the last thing I want to do is to be drinking warm water. So I'm looking forward to drinking some nice cold water, and I see this bank building. Oh, look, it's a store. Oh, how do you buy stuff? Oh, you go to the teller window. So I go to the teller window, and while I'm waiting in line, wow, they're talking to the people. They're serving. They're like friends with these people. So when I get up to talk to you, right, it's like, wow, you're really friendly.
Right.
And so this started a conversation because every time I go to ride my bike, I stop at your store and I get a nice bottle of cold water. It's so exciting. Yeah, so one thing I discovered, you are really friendly to your customers.
All the time. I think I've gained more friends having my store open than in my whole lifetime. Everyone wants to, especially now with the whole COVID-19 going on. My drive-thru is the only thing that I operate through right now. I don't have anyone enter the store. So people are bored. They want to conversate.
Wow. And so it's more than people just wanting to buy something. They want to talk with you.
Yeah. Hey, I don't mind. It's actually, I love to see my store thriving. So especially to get the same customers come back all the time, especially you. I love seeing you pull up on your bike. I think my husband ran into you first. You and you were riding with someone, and he's like, someone came and rolled through on their bike, and they were so blown away by the idea.
Nice. Well, I'm so glad that I met you. And after talking with you, I realized, wow, you have a story. So how did you get to the point you're at today?
It was rough. I'm 34 right now.
Okay.
And I grew up in Roselle, New Jersey, very small town.
Yes.
And we always had this store, and it was right across the street from the football field, and surrounded by every school in Roselle. And everyone would go there. It was like the meetup spot. If you played track, you went there to get your goodies for track meets. And I said, one day I would love to have a store like this. This is awesome. Somewhere for kids to go to, and you have everything they need. The prices aren't expensive. And when I turned 18, I actually tried to buy that store. But the town bought it. Then I met my husband, and he had the same idea as me. He said he always wanted to open up a little candy store. Nothing too big, something very small. And I want to say we looked around for about 5 months. We looked around. We were in Rahway, Elizabeth. And I never wanted a place that I didn't have parking. My customers couldn't pull up, park, come in, you know. And we live across the street from our business.
Oh, and that's nice.
Yeah. So this was a Bell Bonds for years, for over 14 years.
Wow.
And one day we said, that would be so great if they closed down. We could make that into a drive-thru. 2 weeks later, he closed down.
Wow.
There was no point of Bell Bonds. He closed his store, and we literally bought the store. Wow. Yeah. So it was like almost, it fell in our hands, but it didn't, because we were looking for so long. But, we love it. It was hard at first. I'm in the middle of Plainfield, where we're surrounded by maybe 5 different stores. And the community definitely had to get used to us. But I know our sign says Debo's drive through corner store, but most people don't really think they can drive through in the drive through.
Yeah. So what you're doing is definitely not common.
Right.
And so in a sense, you've got to teach your customers what to do. But you know, what's exciting is this thought of having a corner store, a candy store, started when you were a child. And maybe it didn't happen really fast, but over time you've accomplished it. So congratulations. And it's so exciting to see what you've been able to do. But where do you ultimately want to go?
I would love to branch off and have different stores around. I would love a candy store, a drive-through candy store down the shore.
All right. So now you have the drive-through candy store concept and you want to expand.
Yes, I would love to franchise it. My husband and I, we are looking for a place right now, just somewhere closer to the shore, though.
Nice.
Yeah, we actually found a place and we're hoping to lock in on it.
All right. That's good news.
But my point, my thing now is really to master this store.
Good
Even
idea.
Though it's small, I'm still learning so much. And yeah. I know the world is in a frenzy right now, but 2020 has been really good to us because I feel like I'm wiser. And we're doing better this year. The other 2 years were so shaky, but now I'm locking in. I'm learning. I'm even asking other stores around me that's been here 17 years, 20 years, and they're okay with helping out.
Excellent.
So, yeah, I'm learning to use my voice and actually ask people that have been through this.
Wow, it's so nice when your neighbors want to help you out. Hey, that means you've got some mentors. That's
yes.
really nice. And how did you get these mentors? Did you just ask them to help you out or,
yes.
or what?
They're actually the two corner stores around the corner from me.
Wow, they're your competition.
But, you know, they're so inviting. They come here.
Nice.
He's been one of the guys. He's owned businesses in Plainfield, he said, for over 45 years. And he loves to see. He loves the concept of my store. He
nice.
Brings me fresh bananas, fresh
wow.
bread.
Nice neighbors.
He brings me all these things. And I'm like, is this a trick? But, you know, sometimes when you're good to people, because I always patronize his store, even though I have a store, my son loves to go there for the Sunkissed orange juice and this cupcake that they have that we don't sell. So we go there every single day to get the same item. So once he realized I own the store around the corner and that I still was an active customer, he actually took me under his wing and he gave me a lot of pointers. Yeah.
Wow, that's really a blessing when you have somebody like that who wants to take you under their wing and help you out and help you succeed. That is such a blessing because you can't learn everything over the internet.
Exactly. That's been through it as well.
And also the person isn't intimidated by you. And so they're so free to help you out no matter
exactly.
what's happening.
Exactly. We all bring different things to the neighborhood. And he understands that. He does things that I don't do, and I actually don't have the space to ever do it.
Nice.
So he knows that he's comfortable in his store. He's been there. He has his clientele. And
wow,
it works
wow.
for both of us.
So you can see that you have your vision. Your mentors have their vision. There's no conflict, and you guys are willing to help each other out. That is so cool. Well, we can definitely see from what you're saying that you are not afraid to step out. You're willing to take these risks. How did you get like this? How did you start taking risks?
I think I just got like this maybe 2 years ago when I opened this store.
So you just got like that?
Yes.
Okay. So this stepping out and taking a risk is kind of a new thing.
It is. I left my job. I was at my job for over 9 years. I worked in the banking world that's where I started my careers. And I left my job. I just left and we poured everything into our store. And at that moment, I knew that I did the biggest thing that I'm going to do in my life right now, leaving my job, my comfortability of everything, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. That security, leaning on my husband to know that he has us and, you know, and him leaning on me to know that I'm going to take our business to the next level, something that we've invested everything into.
Wow.
So, I would say I just really got like this, but actually love it. I wish I would have known what I know now when I was 18.
Wow. Definitely doing something new and you're kind of liking
yes,
it.
Yes. Yes. Being a boss, being my own boss.
Yeah.
I think
your
is
own
harder
boss.
Than someone being your boss. You have someone telling you what to do for 8 hours out of the day. They tell you exactly what to do, when it's due, and how you should do it. Me, I have to figure all those things out and then report to myself and make sure I did it right, because I can't point the finger to anyone.
That's
I can only point the finger at myself.
That's right. You're the boss. When you're the boss, you're in control. You're the one that makes the decision. So it always comes back to you, whether you succeed or fail, because you are the boss.
Yeah. How do I fix this?
Well, it's so encouraging to just see that you're taking these risks. And not only are you taking the risks, but you are enjoying what you are doing. So you definitely have this concept and you have a big desire to go bigger. How do you plan? How do you plan what you need to do and what you're not going to do?
I would say, and I wasn't good at this either, writing things down.
Okay, so writing things down. So you got this plan and you write it down.
Yeah, and we think because we're younger, we're going to remember everything.
Yeah.
And even now, I have a paper here right in front of me.
Yeah.
I may not have looked at it, but just the comfortability knowing that I can look down at just little notes that I jot down. But as far as my goals, I didn't really get that when I was younger. Writing your goals down and taking it step by step, how you want to accomplish it, when you want to accomplish it, and just doing it. Sometimes we say, oh, I'm going to open a business. And you could say that for 3-4 years straight, and you don't do anything. But when it's written right in front of your face, and every night, my husband and I, we dedicated at least 20 minutes to writing down or looking up just anything, finding vendors, looking at different real estate. What did we want in our store? That was the hardest part.
Oh, yeah. Figuring out your product.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was the hardest thing, filling up the store. You know, when you go to a store, everything's right there in your face. But to actually put things in your store and hope that they don't sit for long periods of time was the hardest thing. Inventory that I think about the store. But definitely having a plan and not just jumbling it in your head and thinking that it's going to come to life. So just working on it every day. Even if you dedicate 10, 15, 20 minutes to it, you've dedicated something.
Yeah, we got to have a plan. Yeah, it's more than just the thoughts in our mind. It's really a vision, writing down our plans. And once we know what we need to do, then we can work on accomplishing
them. It's so important. It's so important. Even now, I'm starting a new venture. And I keep telling my husband, I want to do it. I want to do this. I want to do that. And not until I actually wrote everything down, made a couple of phone calls, you start to feel a little secure within. To say, okay, I got some answers to something. I know where to move next.
Yeah. So you've got this research that you're doing, and this research produces confidence. And then you can take steps of faith because there is confidence because you did your research. Awesome. That's really important. So you were saying in the past you didn't write things down, and now you write things down, you plan. How did you come to this state of starting to plan?
I think... I worked in the banking world for a while.
Okay. So you worked in the banking field.
Yeah. And sometimes I would say I was in the same position at my job for about 7 years, and I wanted to move up. And I'll never forget, they brought someone in from that wasn't even within the company and put her in my position.
Wow.
And she wasn't good at it. I'll say she lasted 4 months. So they had me, when she left, acting supervisor.
Okay.
And it's like, I was only good enough just to be the acting supervisor, and it made me dislike my job.
Wow.
So that really struck something in me too, that this is not where I want to be. I don't want to help someone else take their business to the next level and I get nothing from it, you know? So that was also a boost of confidence for myself.
Wow. So you had this experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's no fun when you're working for somebody else and there's no rewards or no benefits. It's definitely a lot more fun when you're really achieving things and you're seeing the rewards of what you're working hard for. All right. Well, you've definitely had to overcome some stuff we could see from your story. What are some examples of things that you've had to overcome in your life?
I would say that's a good question. Learning to do things on my own, I would say. I come from a very good family. Nice. My parents, and also taking a leap of faith. I would say that. My parents are very hardworking people, even now. They still work. And
nice.
It was kind of hard getting them to trust me and believe me to where I didn't want to work for anyone. And I know that's not for everyone.
Yeah.
yeah, that's not for everyone. And I didn't have them backing me up because I wanted to leave my job and I wanted to, you know, be my own businesswoman. And that was probably the hardest obstacle that I had to overcome, is proving to the people that I love most and that I check in with the most, and that's always going to have my back, proving to them that I'm making the best decision for myself right now. And I would say that, you know, it took up until maybe 3 months ago for my parents to really understand and believe in what I'm doing right now.
Wow.
Because, yeah, it was such a struggle at first, and all they seen was me struggling. And they're like, you know, get a job. Go out and get a job. You don't have to do this. And I'm like, just believe me. Trust me. You know, it's not going to fall into the palm of my hands. I have to put the work in, but I need you guys to support me. So once I got them on my team, it actually made everything. I wake up with a different energy inside of me, because those are the people that I love the most. I spend my most time with my parents, you know? So that was actually a big obstacle for me. It was a stress on my heart sometimes. And
wow, that must have been stressful, not having the support of your family, the people you really care about. And that took a lot of time for them to get on your side and to understand what you're doing and to grasp your vision. So congratulations for hanging in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, but one of the things is that your parents, they're looking at stability. They're seeing these options, and the option that you chose to take is definitely not the most stable option you could have taken.
There's a chance where I could fail, and there was, and I think that's always a chance. We can, no matter what we're doing at life, there's always that chance to fail. But I love to see this generation now putting more into themselves and their businesses and their dreams and aspirations. And I think it's so encouraging. And whereas though my parents stick with your job, your pension,
exactly,
the security. So, you know, that was one of my biggest obstacles.
Wow. That definitely is a major obstacle, especially when it's our family and our family don't understand exactly what we're doing. But the exciting thing is now, your family is on your side, and that must be such a blessing to have your family on your side.
I understand.
Yeah, that's got to be a blessing to have that weight taken off your back.
Yes, very.
All right. What is something else that you've had to conquer?
Separating business and my relationship with my husband.
Wow, that's a big one. Separating your relationship from your business and your marriage.
Mm-hmm. We're partners in everything. And it's still a struggle, but we're finding a way through.
Nice.
And just separating our personal relationship to our business relationship. And sometimes, you know, we close the store together every night. And I can get on him about something, but when I go home...
Yeah, you need to keep it separate. Yeah. So tell us, how do you do that? How do you separate your marriage from work? And in this situation, not only do you have a marriage, but with work, the person you're married to is your business partner. How do you do that?
I'll tell you what we've done. We do what makes us happy together. So before we opened up the business, we always spent time together and we always worked out together. That was our thing.
Nice.
We worked out together every night. So we just started recently and we said, we can't go anywhere. We're going to utilize our backyard. We haven't utilized our house. Looks like a looks like a little dungeon right now because we're always here at the store. But we utilize our backyard now. We work out together. We sit on our porch, and we try to implement the things that we were doing before, especially right now since we're closing our store a little earlier with, you know, the whole all of this stuff going on in the world. We try to stick to a schedule. I try to cook. I stopped cooking for a while. I was so tired. I try to prepare. Even if I prepare it here at the store, I'll go home and finish it up. He gives the kids a bath, and we try to do everything together. And nice. We never really had to do that before because we had so much time on our hands. Now we have to diligently plan out how we're going to do things from night to night to make sure that we're putting in that personal time with each other.
All right. Sounds like you got a real plan that you're working together. Right. And your plan is helping you to succeed.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's nice.
Yeah, we had it rough at one point. And I think with our business succeeding now as well, that takes a little stress off of staying mad at each other about something.
Yeah, because when you're starting a business, there is so much stress. There's so many things you have to figure out. You have to make all mm-hmm. these decisions. And these decisions are big decisions. These decisions determine yeah. whether you succeed or you fail at your own business.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. The decisions that we make, sometimes I have to fall back and let him make decisions. And I may know that it's not the best decision, but it might be as well. It's a gamble.
Right.
So I have to let him have some kind of input as well so he can feel comfortable enough to say, okay, that didn't work. And it's hard. And my husband's the funniest. When he says something and he knows he's wrong, it's the driest, okay, you're right.
And so you guys have to be humble pie once in a while.
Yes. Yes, a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one thing I can tell is that you're both enjoying this journey of this business. And from your experiences, what do you enjoy the most about this business?
I enjoy starting something together and actually watching it manifest into something. That's actually, a lot of people are together in relationships or partnerships, anything, and they're just kind of together. We're actually... Again, here we go with the planning thing. We've actually planned something together and we're actually watching it blossom, and we can both sit back and maybe we may not reap all the great benefits that may come from it, but our children will. Our children, they're both, he has a 7-year-old and I have a 7-year-old as well. And so we have a blended family and they are picking up everything that we're doing.
Wow. So that not only are you having this experience, but also your kids are having this great experience of seeing this business succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they want to be like us, but they're very competitive. So they want to be better than us.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. They want us to put all this money into their businesses right now. And
so they want to start businesses themselves.
But they said we can't have any of the money.
So they want you to give them the money and then they're going to start the business themselves.
They're going to start a business, but we can't have, I said, can I just have my startup money back at least? I don't want any profit. She's like, they're like, no, we just want it all for ourselves.
Wow. Sounds like you're having a great time as a family working on this adventure together and seeing your kids want to be a part of this must be such so rewarding.
Yes, yes. It's fun too. All right. It's fun.
Well, definitely, we've talked a lot mm-hmm. about your business and what you're doing, and you're definitely succeeding. What is the advice that you would give to other people who really want to be on point, just like you are on point?
I know it sounds cliche, but don't let anyone deter you from doing exactly what it is that you want to do.
Okay.
If you want to open up a shoe store, open it. If you just open it, because what's the worst thing that can happen? You may have to close your doors and start something else.
Right, right.
Take a risk. Take a risk. Follow your dreams, your passions. My favorite line right now is so funny. Is it's YOLO. You only live
yellow.
Once. YOLO.
Yellow. What does yellow mean?
You only live once. So
you only live once is yellow.
Yes. And in a blink of an eye, everything can get taken away. If this, even with the whole coronavirus, if it hasn't taught anyone anything, it's taught me to love on my family. It's taught me to take a step back from my store and my businesses and put the time in with my family and not just send a gift I get invited to a baby shower, to show up. Just like I show up for my business, I have to show up for the people that are closest to me and put everything that you have into your business.
Nice.
Or your goals, anything. Wow. I don't care.
So whatever you do with excellence.
Yes.
From the very beginning, just work on excellence and not mediocrity.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Whether it's family, whether it's business, whether it's your job, put everything that you have into it. Because you never know what may come next. And you may take, I think working for the banks, because I took so much knowledge into my own business with it. And I can never say that it was a bad time in my life, because I was able to learn so much and implement it into my business every day. So, you know, just don't take anything for granted.
All right. So what you're saying is to value each day, because we got today, let's use it and value it. And the lessons we learned in the past will help us today in what we need to do. That's so important. Well, yes. I've really enjoyed our time together. How can people connect with you?
It's called Debo's Drive-Thru Corner Store.
Okay.
We're located in Plainfield, 242 Court Place, right behind the police station. It's not much over here, so you can't miss us.
So where you're located is very, very safe.
Very.
Excellent.
And it's it doesn't look like a drive-thru, I guess. I don't know. I get that sometimes. But it looks like an old bank. But you can definitely
You're definitely a bank with a drive-thru. Yeah. Yes.
Right. And we have Instagram. It's Debo's LLC.
Okay.
So D as in dog, E, B as in boy, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, LLC. Very easy.
Excellent. And I'll put that in the show notes so people know exactly how to connect with you. Well, it's such a pleasure to have you with us today. We learned so much. I know our listeners are going to really enjoy this. And there's so many things that we learned that we can apply. And so that is so nice. So thank you again for being a part of this. I really had a great time.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate the experience. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, have a great day and look forward to seeing you when I come to get some nice cold water at your store. All right. Ciao. Hasta luego.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Wasn't that a great interview with Christina? And we learned so many things from this interview. She really blessed us with a lot of great inspiration. And one of the things she talked about was that before she wasn't taking these big, scary steps in her life, but now she is. She's taking these big steps, these steps that are like often scary, you know? And that's encouraging that no matter who we are, we can be taking these big steps. Another thing she talked about was that she is enjoying the journey of being an entrepreneur. So it's even though these are scary steps, she's finding it very enjoyable. She also talked about how she has a great business partner. They make plans and then they strive to follow those plans. And also she talked about how she plans how to separate her work and her family. She works at keeping that separated. And that's a real challenge when you're a business owner. Also, she talked about that sometimes people just don't understand. And many times these are the people that are closest to us, our family and our good friends. They don't understand, you know, why are we taking these risks to be on point? Why are we doing that, right? And so we need to know exactly what we're doing. And when we know what we're doing, just do those things and understand that not all people are going to understand. But for her, the exciting thing was now her parents are on board. They're seeing what's happening and they're on board with what she's doing. So it took time, though. That must have been painful. But that's something we need to understand is as we are being on point, many times people just don't understand. All right. Well, that was a great interview. And we're going to have another one coming up soon. I just wanted to remind you, go to OnPointer, onpointer.com. There's something that I've been doing for over 30 years. I want to share that with you. And when you join at onpointer.com, and it's free, okay, it's totally free, you'll learn about what I've been doing. You'll also get emails for our next On Pointer cast that comes out. And you'll also get invitations to special events we do. So definitely go over there, onpointer.com, and register. That would be awesome to have you as part of our community. All right. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Have a great day and see you at the next On Point cast. All right. Hasta luego. Ciao. Bye.